Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, it is the mixtape in the loop, Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Wednesday. Happy Wednesday to everyone out there.
I like the way he does that.
It's great. It's a great intro.
What did I do?
No, I'm just talking to Reggie. Okay. Don't,
it was right. A sidebar,
doesn't,
sir.
Doesn't concern you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. So I want to know, are we toast as a society,
yes.
Man?
Oh, for
I
sure.
I
know what you're talking about.
100%.
Yes.
We are toast.
I've heard for many years that we're going to hell in a handbasket, so the answer is just yes.
Yeah, this one kind of disturbed me a little bit. And I know back in the past, you could probably speak to this, Lopez, mm-hmm. or when computers came around and it was just emails, and then now it's like people don't know how to write a letter.
Yo, for sure.
That,
yeah.
That type of stuff. Yeah. I think we're going through this phase now, and I think I'm part of it too, where I'm probably the person like you can't do this.
Yeah.
So apparently, according to a new survey, 73% of people who uses AI chatbots regularly say they are dependent on AI, and 25 of them struggle to write an email without using AI,
which is crazy to me, because what's an email if not just a fancy, like a text with a tuxedo on? Just send it. Yeah. Like, you're basically just sending a text.
Yeah,
don't worry
that's true.
It's a text with a tuxedo on. Just go ahead and send
I was
it
wondering
way.
What's the struggle with
you're
that?
Not wearing your slippers. You put some shoes on.
That's all it is.
Yeah.
It's a text with house clothes on. You know what I mean? That's it.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm wondering, like, is this going bad? Because just think about, let's say you had a job opportunity, mm-hmm. and somebody said, yeah, send me an email.
Yeah.
Could you send that person a professional email about a job?
Professional is different.
But still, even you should be able to.
Hey, somebody walk in here and say, hey, send me an email and, you know, get to me and I'll get you this job.
Okay.
Could you do that, or you can't do it without AI?
Well, of course we
AI?
Could do it.
You
because
sure?
We have,
you don't know me.
I have confidence in you.
Oh, okay, cool.
And Figgy. But I will say this. It's starting to irritate me more and more.
Uh-oh. ISO!
It's starting to irritate me more and more. Like, when I start to write an email, and AI pops up on the email and says, would you like me to say, you know, blah, blah, write, finish this email, however they put it. And I'm like, hell no, get out of my email. I feel like yelling at that damn thing.
It's getting,
so I think that's what you're talking about. People just say yes. You know, write it about such and such.
Because we're lazy and we don't like using our brains.
And it's worse with the phones, because now you got it on your phone where if you texting something, they try to finish your sentence. I'm like, I wasn't even trying to say that.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, like, don't make this text look like a damn professional email.
Yeah.
Like, it's a text message.
Mm-hmm. I bet Lopez's real problem, he's like, I can write better than you.
Yeah, I wasn't going to say it out loud.
I read it all over. He's like, no, I'm a professional writer. I don't need this.
Basically, I go, psh.
Yeah. Also, by the way, 21% say decision making has become harder without using ChatGPT.
That's the one that's insane to me.
Yeah.
Hey, that one, just flip a coin, damn it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, this is, you can't make a decision without turning to the app.
Yeah.
Yeah. That, I feel like you should be embarrassed. Mm-hmm. You know what? We're going to shame people, because shame is a powerful tool in society. If you are listening and you're one of that 21%. I'm judging you.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's sad. We kind of hear. I didn't think we'd get here this early, where just writing the email, it's like, oh, I can't do that. I need ChatGPT.
You said writing it. Bro, they said they can't make these decisions. What am I going to eat for dinner? Well, let me ask ChatGPT. Why?
Oh, and the conversations
you
have.
Why?
Yeah. Someone the other day was having a conversation with ChatGPT, like you and me. And my face probably looks like it does right now. I was just like, You got to be kidding.
I love that I sound just as old as John Lopez. Like, exactly as old as John Lopez.
We do kind of sound old because even with the email game, it's not like it was 20 years ago where you actually had to use indent and all this other stuff. Mm-hmm. Some people just say, John.
That's fine.
Yeah. Thanks, and sign my name or whatever.
That works.
That's what I'm saying. So you need help with that?
That works. Yeah. Maybe sprinkle in a sincerely here and there. You know what I mean? Yeah. What about a nice best?
And a heretofore?
You know what I mean? Oh, heretofore, you're doing a lot.
Yeah.
See, now, if I really want to make somebody mad, I'll throw in a to whom it may concern.
Yeah. That's really old school.
Go wild.
Regards.
Regards.
All right, it's the mixtape in the loop, Sports Radio 610. So we were watching the Astros late last night. I ain't going to lie. After I seen that little blooper, that little Benny Hill blooper they had going on.
You took to the house?
I ain't got time. It's been a rough, it's been a rough week for Houston sports, man. And y'all going to start the game off like this? Like, nah, I'm good, man. I check the score in the morning like I usually do. But
so you weren't getting all those texts? Okay, good.
Yeah,
very good.
Yeah, no, I actually did. I think I was working out or something. I forgot what I was doing.
I'm not gonna lie. I think you sent it at 10:37 because I was already in bed. I was watching. I was listening.
It was watching you.
I think I just got home around that time. But I'm like, I ain't wasting my time with this, man. But anywho, it was another game one before that. So you had the Guardians versus the Tigers, and a little backstory: the Guardians are now in first place in the AL Central. Mm-hmm. After 19 days ago, they were down 11 games. They were 11 games back, which is pretty much. I thought they were dead. I thought it was over.
Of course, everybody did.
Yeah. So now,
which is why you should remember that the Houston now is playing.
Oh God.
Yeah. It's still early. It's early. But Scooble, what's his name? Tariq Scooble. Tariq Scooble.
Mm-hmm. Although I do feel like I should just start calling him Tariq because it sounds funny to me. Yeah. But it's Tariq.
Yeah. Now, it should be Tariq. And then somebody walk
I
in.
I kind of like Tariq.
Yeah.
White Tariq.
Yeah. No, that'd be hilarious.
More like, street cred.
You got Tariq coming in. And it's a white guy. Like what?
Nah, it's street cred, man.
Yeah, it might be a little.
He's invited to the cookout.
Yeah, just off of the name. But Scooble probably had the worst inning of his career. I think it's fair to say this. And I actually have the whole sixth inning.
The sequence? Yeah.
Yeah, the whole thing from beginning to end. And I'm going to play it for you. And I want to say we sit here and enjoy it, but this was kind of comical, and let me get my music real quick.
Oh, wow.
All right, here we go. Here's Scooble's sixth inning.
He bunts, and it's going to be perfect bunt. Dingler won't get a handle on it.
Beautiful stuff.
And
it's cool, right?
He's showing bunt. Bunts it up the first baseline. Scooble off the mound. Oh, he threw it over the head of the first baseman. Angel's on his way to second. Quad into third. He'll stop there. Slow chopper up the third baseline. McKinstry's only play is at first. He has no play. It's an infield RBI single, and it's a 2-1 game. It gets away. Here comes the tying run on the wild pitch.
Well, Jose was almost off.
He bopped him to third.
Yes, he did, and that's what he did. All of a sudden,
2-1 pitch. Slow chopper to first. That'll get the go-ahead run home. 3-2 Cleveland, and a ball still has not left the infield.
That is the type of game that's made me like that in the past that I go, oh, this is the saddest thing in sports.
It's sad.
Because
of
any other place in sports, I'm trying to think of anywhere where you're just out there alone. There's no clock to save you. Your teammates can't save you if this pitch is not going over. Right, you're just out there alone. Can't nobody help you. You just got to get through this unless they pull you out the game, which is even worse, right? Yeah.
That's borderline like tennis. Like tennis, you out there on your own. Everything you do is on you.
Yep.
Everything pretty much was on him at that point, man.
Just up there.
Dog,
flailing.
He had an error. By the way, he tried to throw the ball between his legs. It went,
yes, that's right.
Man, that was I think a long snapper might have had a better.
Weeks on the mound.
John Weeks. Yeah, he puts that right in the glove, right
That's
in the
exactly
pocket.
What he did, man.
That is, man.
Yeah, the wild pitch, a balk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what's funny about that is it starts with bunts, which maybe you go, all right, my teammates got to help me. And then you were doing it to yourself, airmailing it over your first baseman, wild pitches and everything. And the worst part about that type of feeling is you want to be mad. You have all anger. Sure. There is no one to direct it at.
No.
There is no one that you could be mad at.
And the other
moment.
Thing is, as much as it was self-inflicted, a lot of it was self-inflicted, that man doesn't deserve that, man.
Yeah.
That man does not deserve that.
Especially, like, if we were just talking about generic pitchers, sure. Yeah. Yeah. Even more so.
No, for him.
That dude has been Cy Young caliber. Yeah. Like, wire to wire.
Yeah. That was some Framber-type stuff, man.
Wow.
That was a Framber-type inning.
Has Framber had that type? Like, that particularly
type where of, nothing is going right.
Yeah, but nothing's going right, mm-hmm. but in a very particular way. Nothing went to the outfield, dog. Like, we're talking about
that's
within,
what I'm saying. Nothing was in hard.
Within the 90 feet to either base, man. It's just everything is right in here in this little pocket. That is a different. You getting your ass beat in a phone booth, right? Like, that's like when you're in a boxing match and he's like, no, I'm not running. I'm right here and just mink. Yeah. That is rough.
Yeah,
that was tough, man. And that might be their seed. They still got some life. Mm-hmm. They can still, you know, win the rest of the games and all that stuff, but it is not looking good for them. Mm-hmm. And this will probably be the biggest historic collapse in history.
Well, it already. To be fair, they've blown the.
They've blown the lead.
It's done. The collapse is done. Now it's just a matter of if they can survive.
Yeah. Can you be less terrible than the Astros have been in this stretch? And hopefully, the Astros make that answer no for the
blown
Tigers.
It's blown.
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's the Mixtape and Loop Sports Radio 610. Lopez, I want to ask you something.
Mm-hmm.
Are you familiar with a guy by the name of Damon Nash? Dame Dash.
Oh, I thought you said Damon Nash.
Dame
I was like,
Dash?
That?
Dame Dash.
I am not.
Okay, so Dame Dash, he's a he was the CEO. He was the one that started Rockefeller Records with Jay-Z back in the day.
Okay.
And
well,
so he was
I'm familiar with that.
Yeah, so he was responsible for, I think he signed Kanye West.
Is that all?
Jay-Z?
No, not at all.
Yeah, he did a lot in hip-hop and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. But I wanted to play this for you because you're not familiar with him.
Mm-hmm.
But here's Dame Dash. This was years ago of him being on the Breakfast Club.
Okay.
And he was talking about being a boss.
A boss, you're only the boss if you put up your own money. If you don't put up your own money, I don't care how much somebody gives you, you're nothing but a supervisor. It's not yours. There's no money in this world for someone to pay me so I can call them a boss. That's like calling somebody daddy. How can a man call another man, yo, that's my boss? We don't do that.
I mean, everybody at some point has to have
don't.
A boss, right?
No, not in Harlem. Okay, let me ask you a question. So you're being selfish. Do you think your son enjoys you calling somebody else a boss? Don't you think your son would rather wake up with you and you could pick him up from school instead of having to do a 9-to-5? My pride is in my children. Like, look what I'm doing right now. Look at my son. I taught my son never to have a boss. He's 23. He owns a restaurant. He has cookies. He has equity. He busts his ass so he can pass it on to his son. If that's not what you hustling for, you're selfish.
Dang, he was very adamant about
this. Wait, if don't nobody have a boss, who work for who?
I actually kind of get his point.
You do?
I kind of get his point. Is that wrong?
Don't work for nobody, never.
No, because what he said.
How could you look your son in the eyes if he went to work and provided
for
him?
I wouldn't go to that extreme that he did, but what he said.
We need to call Parker daddy.
No.
Right? Hey.
Again, let me clarify. He said, supervisor, if you don't put your own money into it. I'm not saying I necessarily agree wholeheartedly with that because there are bosses that make a lot of money that have huge personal investments in the company. But I get his point. Like, once you put your own money into something, you are completely, literally, and figuratively invested. If someone makes you the boss, you could still go somewhere else.
Which is funny, though, you know? Because the people that I imagine you look up to in business, a lot of them are going and putting collateral down and getting loans and stuff to do things. Are they now calling J.P. Morgan Chase they daddy? I think it's nonsensical.
I don't think it's necessarily 100% right, but I get his logic.
The funny thing is he was a CEO.
Yeah.
So you had workers. So, like, are they calling you daddy?
Well, I think the daddy thing I don't necessarily care about, but yeah, I get, yeah.
Yeah. But anywho, here is, our daddy just walked past.
Hey, calm down.
You mean the supervisor?
No, if we got a, we the super, I guess he is a supervisor. Yeah, because he probably don't own this company at all.
He said probably. You know he doesn't own it. What do you mean probably?
I mean, you never know,
you think,
man.
You fellas, own the company.
I've been keeping something away.
I own the company, but I also work relatively middle management.
Anywho, this is Dame Dash right here. I wanted to play this. I ran across this clip. Here's Dame Dash on Beyonce. And remember, him and Jay-Z used to be cool. Mm-hmm. They're cool. They're not cool anymore. But here is Dame Dash on Beyonce, and if he still listen to Beyonce.
You know, I don't even listen to Beyonce records because I don't want to fuck her. I don't want to see her shake her body.
Where did that come from?
Even though Jay, I still consider my brother, I don't even really know what she looks like. You understand what I'm saying? I don't really look at her. I don't listen to her music. To me, her music portrays her and the way that she dances and stuff puts her in a sexual light. So I feel funny looking at it.
Bro, this is too much, man.
Wait, he said he don't listen to the record.
He don't listen to it.
You know you have to listen with your eyes, brother. He said it like as soon as he listens to it, he's like, well, now I got to go.
See,
I got to open up the X-rated websites.
I want to do something to her if I listen to her, so I can't even look at her.
So does he just listen to men? Because, like, think about if you
take that logic on the women and take it to the men, I think that might be worse.
Because what, you know, there are...
if that's what compels you to want to go and do things, I feel like that might change your dynamics here.
Yes, but at the same time, a vast majority of women who are entertainers and have become superstars are pretty damn good looking. So he's just like, nah, man, I don't want any part of that.
That's just that masculine Harlem energy, man, where it just, all that stuff, man.
Dame, I wish you well, but man, you doing a lot, brother.
Lopez, I should give you some homework, man. I'm going to send you a Dame Dash interview.
Don't make him do that.
Well, you got to.
To be honest, the name was familiar. I just had no idea who it was.
Yeah, Fair enough. You probably seen him before, but he's been around for a minute.
Was Dame on the Notorious Cameron interview that he did with Bill O'Reilly?
Yeah, he was.
Oh, maybe that's where I heard.
I might have to send you that one, too.
I got dirt on you, dog.
Yeah. But by the way, before I get out of here, special salute to Sister Jean.
How about just
retired.
108?
Yeah. 108.
I thought it was six. It was six
I
or
thought
eight.
It was six.
Okay, 106. My bad. Yeah. So, wow. That's that
big difference.
The crazy thing is, knowing that she's 100 plus years old, I saw the image go across my timeline, and I was like, oh, gosh, she gone. No, she's just made her retire.
Dude, everyone did.
What do you mean we made you retire 106?
I was about to stop this segment to talk about it because it popped up on the TV.
Yeah, I saw Sister Jean. I'm like, oh, she's too bad.
Yeah,
she's retiring.
I saw Sister Jean 106.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, she gone?
Yeah.
It said retired. I'm like, oh, she was working till 106?
Yeah. I've been working for 40 years in this business. She worked 40 years after retirement age. Think about that.
Would you be interested in doing such a thing?
I am out of here.
Oh, come on, man.
Brother John. Extra week, you know, just for fun.
Come on, Brother John. Let's say you get to 100.
Retirement age is 65. She worked for 41 years after retirement age.
Man.
Couldn't be me.
Hey, salute to her, man.
All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. That's Figgy's mixtape, 1:20 p.m. every weekday on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, we get ready to hand things to the drive. Before we get there, ESPN put out their top 100 NBA players. I would like to see how many Rockets end up on this list. We'll do that next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.